coming to you from the Radio for One studios in Franklin, Michigan. Welcome to the Detroit Cast.
Big fan.
Big fan.
A show not just free of charge, but free of FCC regulation.
Thank you for your support of the Detroit Cast.
Oh, there it is.
And without further delay, it's showtime. Please welcome the Detroit Cast. Here are your hosts, Mike and Jay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome once again to the Detroit Cast. Mike and Jay. Shalom, Big E. King, how are you?
Wonderful, Mike.
Doing all right?
Thank you for having me back.
They have it no other way.
What a day.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out, huh?
Oh, happy to be here. Happy to be with you.
Not looking forward to my trip to the dentist coming up.
Ah, they're going to fix your head.
Hopefully.
I'm glad for that.
Hopefully, yeah. My rotted head.
You're going to feel so much better in the next 24 hours.
I know. That's the goal,
yeah.
Hopefully. But I got to get through this first.
Yeah, this debacle.
This debacle, this train wreck we call
it. It's probably like the worst spectacle, you know, disaster at any event I can think of.
That's
yeah,
fair.
Maybe.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Yeah, I keep wanting to get over and see the baby, too.
The baby?
The little wee guy.
Ah, the little baby poops.
Yeah, little puppy over at Beth's house right now that doesn't even have its eyes open yet. That's how wee it is.
Yeah. Are your nipples sore yet?
No, mine aren't, but the mom's is.
You just lay down.
Just lay down.
Lay down on your side.
Give her an option. Go ahead. Take a pull. Yeah, but this thing is so wee, dude. It's so tiny.
I saw an image. It is quite wee.
Yeah, it fits in your hand.
What kind of dog do they
The mom's a German Shepherd, but I don't know what the baby is. I doubt she teamed up with her own race. I imagine just anyone that wanted a plower got in there and hit that thing.
You think a little Chihuahua could have done that?
Could have been.
With a stool? The help of a step stool?
Maybe. I mean, who's to say? I wasn't there. None of us were there. No one's got video of it.
It's the amazing thing about dogs, dude.
Yeah.
They're all dogs.
Yeah.
They look so different, but they're all dogs. Yep. They can all mate. A wolfhound could bang a chihuahua.
Yep.
Amazing to me.
It is pretty incredible, is it not? So, yeah, I don't know what it is. It's all black. It's got like one white paw, partially white paw.
Uh-huh.
But that's all I really know. And Beth, she texted me yesterday and was like, do you have any Vaseline? And I'm you know, automatically thinking, oh,
and gerbil in this thing or what?
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking of the dog. I'm like, oh, yeah, what do you have in mind? You know, what are we greasing up and rolling around on? And she's, I'm like, I don't think so. For what? And she's like, rectal thermometer for the poops. All I'm thinking, I don't even know if I responded, but I was just thinking like, what, did you run out of spit? Like, what's
I know. That thing has to have a rectum about yay big.
Yeah.
Nothing a little loogie can't do, right?
Oh, the rectal thermometer for the
Well,
fruit.
It's not going to hold it under its tongue, E.
Does it need it?
Well, she's not doing it to get off.
I don't.
There's obviously
she's
some...
She's caring for it, E.
Yeah, she's a nurse, a professional. And it was really, really hard for me to hold off on my spit joke. Find that very funny. Anyway, a lot to get to today. There's rumor, Jay, that we got some audio tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll take a sample listen to at some point later on.
Could these be the vaunted e-journal tapes?
There's rumor that they
All
could right. be that this son of a bitch, dude, would like record his day-to-day when he'd go on vacation with his family with like a handheld recorder. And this is going back, I don't know, 10, 12 years.
Yeah, the beauty is this son of a bitch has always wanted to be in radio.
Yeah.
So he'd practice shit when he was a kid and all that. And so we have it. We have it on tape, possibly.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice to like get a quick glimpse into the earliest days of this professional broadcaster as he honed his career, you know?
Right.
And his skill. But when we heard how advanced he got when he got to specs. And obviously we hear him now. So it'd be interesting to hear his earliest of days. But we'll make ourselves wait for that because we actually haven't listened to him. We're just kind of blindly going into it. But, boy, did you see Miss America announced last night?
Miss USA, was it not?
Was it Miss USA?
I believe so.
Is there a difference?
I think there is a difference.
Yeah. Miss USA and Miss America.
Are they just
boy,
different companies, though,
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. USA was owned by Trump for a while, wasn't it?
Wasn't he Universe? Or was he
No, I'm confused. Miss Teen. Yeah, he was involved in a couple of them.
Yeah, Miss Universe is such a...
You know what?
Such a I mean, outrageous claim to make. Yeah. We've talked about it before, but you don't know what else is in the universe. And to declare yourself, how egotist. It's very Donald Trump.
It just so happens that the hottest chick in the universe is from Venezuela. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And, you know, I don't feel like there's enough of a populist vote to even make that claim.
Right.
You know
what was funny?
Mario Lopez shouldn't get that kind of, you know, power. You know,
Perez Hilton,
Kelly Slater.
Buddy. Jay talks about recently. I think he's talking about how he likes parades. Which
I do
I'm
like parades.
I'm
a piece of Americana that never ceases to impress.
Sure. So
it is very Americana. It's right up there with apple pie, baseball, hot dogs on the 4th of July.
Yep.
I will give you that.
No, I guess you're right. Whatever. So when I was up in Holland, you know, getting the wooden shoe and stuff, it was also the tulip parade. There was parades, and one of my friends was in the parade, so I watched a parade, you know, on Saturday. And there was like five different of like the Mrs., you know,
Miss
Mrs.
Holland,
Frankenmuth
or Glen Creek and County
and stuff like that. And it's funny because like they're all on these floats in the Holland Tulip or Fest Tulip
Were they
Festival,
doing this wave?
Of course. But like they're all there with the purpose of like on the float seeing like, oh, so they're doing some sort of festival in Frankenmuth in June.
Oh, really?
Oh,
they're just
doing,
advertising their own
festival.
Yes, festivals?
Like there was like Miss Petoskey.
It's and come
it was,
to that.
Yes. And I thought about it. I thought, so if these girls win, like it was like, I don't know what the names were, but like there was someone from Petoskey, someone from Frankenmuth, someone from, and like, so if these girls win, that's part of the thing that they have to travel around the state and go to these little parades to try.
Well,
to,
sure, it's a thrill.
And it was like,
oh, it is.
And it was like Frankenmuth.
Were they on the back of a convertible?
Some of them were on floats, like kind of floats. Or, and it was like, Frankenmuth supports Holland. And then, on the other side, it's like, but you could tell that it said Frankenmuth supports. And where it said Holland looked like it could just be replaced with any other city.
Oh,
and then it also said like...
It's like a blank underline.
Yeah. And then it was like Frankenmuth someone so
festival. Insert name here.
Year. And then the year you could tell. So it could just, they could roll into Milford Memories and just be like,
Do you think, did you take any issue with the winners? Like, did you look at Miss Holland and go,
oh, dude, there
really?
Was some.
Oof.
Well, it's funny too, because now I think there was a time
some
when you probably would just get the
gals.
Winner. You know what I mean? Like, I think back in the day in a little PC world, you would just get the winner, I think. You know, and now I notice like you get like first, second, and third. Or
really?
They'll
win
be like,
place and show?
They'll
That's
be like the
outrageous,
court,
isn't it?
They'll say or something.
Yeah, the court, sure.
You don't have the winner's circle out there all waving. Come on. This is her moment. What are we doing?
Well, I think it's in the name of like, oh, we don't want to like, you know. At
is
least-
this a pro- Are we too paraded? Do you think it's a thing where, because here's the problem with parade. You've got high standards like Thanksgiving Day and some of the popular other ones, you know, Christmas Day parade,
Fourth of July.
And then you've
Saint
got
Patty's.
All these communities that want to participate as well.
The Peach Fest, Romeo.
Sure.
I live tweeted it last year. You for sure remember that one.
Who could forget? Yeah. It was stunning.
You're welcome, everyone.
But there's only so many local high schools that you can draw the band from, which is a necessity.
Well, then you get the local Ford dealership out there, you know.
Sure.
You
local, local representatives, the congressmen
yes,
of the Holland area
that.
Were out there yep. and shaking hands.
That's right, with their sleeves rolled up, yep. just wanting to serve the American people. Going to work,
point
for you.
Pointing at people in the crowd as he's walking by.
And there's like a random water commission or something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what does that mean? They just like donated some money so that some of the people could afford banners?
Just community organizations.
Yeah,
they just, yeah. They put something together and, hey, can we join? Sure.
And it was funny,
what are
too.
What are the necessities? Do you need a horse?
No.
You
no,
don't
no,
need
no.
a horse.
No.
See,
I saw almost no horses.
Yeah.
Do you need
the only horses, I think, are like equine cops, honestly.
Well, maybe that's what I'm thinking of, because my next question was, do you need local representation from the local fire department? Do you want the fire trucks out?
You can't not have the fire truck drive
well,
through.
Well, I would think you need cops on horseback as well.
Well, I think you usually do, but other than the cops on horseback, you don't typically have horses.
Okay.
And you know, I'm not against it. I'm just saying typically you don't see the horses.
You need a local cheerleading squad or two, right?
Definitely.
From high schools.
Yep. A couple bands.
Do you think it's a necessity? Because I personally think it is, to have the street-wide banner that's being carried.
Yeah, there's usually street.
Well, you got to know what these people are. It's always like, oh, these are the
Rotary Club,
right, or the Karate Kids Club or Cub Scout Troop 424.
The big thing now is they're all throwing out candy.
Yeah, I was gonna ask next, dude. Do you need the candy throwers or the popcorn?
You do.
Throwers?
When I was a kid, man, I don't remember that being a thing. Honestly, there might have been a clown or something, creepy dude that comes up and hands you out some Smarties or some shit,
balloons.
But now everybody. from the representative that he mentioned to the local Ford dealership. Everybody's chucking candy.
Well, it's an instant way to get yourself ahead as far as all the people. Like, nobody really cares about the groups that are coming down the street.
They care about the ones that they're there to see. What? Is what they care about.
But yeah, like, it's parents that want to see their little angel walk by twirling a baton and dropping it 15 times. But the kids throwing candy thing, who doesn't remember that guy, you know?
And dude, I will. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, another thing that was in this parade was like all three of the local, like, and I say local TV, I mean like probably the Grand Rapids area or something. And then like the radio station, like
all the Brent Buffingtons were there.
The Brent Buffingtons were walking down and somebody they were waving and people were like, oh, there they are. I'm like,
really?
There they are. Who cares?
All the local foofs with their hair just right.
Yes, it's just like, ugh. Who gives a shit? They're just like, it was like Channel 8 News. And like I said, it's probably out of Grand Rapids in reality or maybe Kalamazoo even. Right. I don't know. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, there they are.
Was there a nice turnout?
The Tulip Festival is a huge festival.
So like, I thought that was like a month ago, man.
It goes a week and a half, I think, or 2 weeks or something.
Wow. It just seems late for me for tulips. I always think like March.
I don't know the deal, but sure. I'm not sure what the situation is on the timing. But I will say when I was working there in Holland, like at the radio station, we had a time where by our booth, we had like a kind of an easel with a big sheet of paper and people were encouraged to write where they were coming from. And people come from all over the world for the Tulip Festival. It's actually a pretty big deal.
I'm going next year. It's saying it right
it's
now.
It's pretty big.
I'll go with you. If you want to go and make a trip up to Holland, was it in Holland?
It's kind of fun. I would say like the parade I saw was actually the worst to me. Because it was just the one where it's literally just the high schools doing their band and bullshit. If you go in the week, though, there's ones where they actually have like the Dutch dancing and they'll freaking
Yeah, you want to see wooden shoes at that.
Definitely.
For sure. Would you wear yours that day?
Yeah. I'd wear it all weekend.
Support.
Yep. They're very comfortable. They have great arch support.
I don't know if I've mentioned.
Yeah, they do.
You do want to go earlier in the week. Like I said, the day I went was actually like the last Saturday, I think. And I think it was going on technically the weekend before. And the reason you want to go earliest is because the tulips are best in bloom early. And dude, this is a real thing, dude. They literally, like, it's a big deal. They concern, like, they
Mardi Gras or Tulip Fest.
Well, I understand, but they really like work on getting, like, the whole town has tulips in it, but they work like all year. It's this focus on making sure those things like bloom at the right time.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole thing of like science and leading up to it, they'll have people on the local station like, so will the tulips be prime position for this festival?
In full bloom.
Yes.
Wow.
It is kind of cool though, dude. You would like it. Honestly, God, you would like it.
I just don't know what my draw is. As a single person who doesn't have a kid in the band or a girl on the, you know, cheerleading squad.
Yeah, you're
like,
probably
Smarties aren't gonna be enough to bring me out. The streetwide banner.
I don't know.
Nice.
Well,
it's
cool.
You walk
around and look at the tulips. There's a shit ton of tulips. And then there are things going on throughout the day. Like there's demonstrations.
So you're saying you've seen one tulip, you haven't seen them all?
It is pretty cool, man. They have so many different colors and there are different kinds. Like,
did you find yourself wanting to tiptoe through them?
Dude, they make big deal. Like when I was there, they made a big deal like a week before. You'll start seeing signs up and it's like $500 fine or fine if you touch a tulip, steal a tulip.
Really?
They are serious on like, do not steal these.
Well, there's
like,
the challenge, gentlemen.
Shit.
There's the challenge. Can we get out of Holland next year?
You can buy some, of course.
That's no fun. There's no risk involved to that. Your goal is to steal 2,000 tulips next year.
2,000? I'm going to go
to the Tulip Fest. $50 waiting on it if you can pull that off.
Hey, got to tell you about the Hamlin Pub. They have 5 locations: Clarkston, Chesterfield, Rochester, and 2 in Shelby Township. Hamlin Pub offers a wide selection of craft beers, most of which are brewed right here in Michigan. They have great happy hour specials Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m., and half off appetizers on Monday. Check out all their specials at all 5 locations. Check out hamlinpubs.com for more info.
So, as I mentioned, we got a new Miss. What did you say? USA. Miss USA it was. And Black Chick from Washington, D.C. wins the 2017 edition of Miss USA last night. Kara McAuliffe, 25-year-old nuclear scientist.
Whoa.
Or chemist.
Whoa.
I know. Sounds like a genius, right?
What's she doing in this competition?
I don't know. She sounds like quite a conservative, though, kind of her beliefs. And so while people are applauding her for winning, and she's a beautiful woman, they're giving her shit now for her answers.
Her answers, yeah. The answers are the best part.
Yeah. There she is. Yeah, she told the audience she doesn't necessarily view herself as a feminist and that healthcare is a privilege, not a right. Wow. Yeah, what do we do with her though? She's a black woman who's in basically a male dominated field. Like, what do we do with this?
It's tough to deal with, Mike.
Do we call her racist? Like, how do we peg her now?
Sexist, probably.
She's black enough. Are we sure she's black enough before we go to the next step?
She's been giving tremendous props today for wearing her hair natural. And curly and not straightening it, too.
Okay.
So she's appreciating or respecting her blackness, I suppose.
Good. Am I correct that DC won last year as well?
DC did win last year. That's you odd. Are correct.
Back to back. Wow.
I know.
By the district. Way to go, district.
She'll now be able to compete in the Miss Universe contest. The finalists included someone from Minnesota and another girl from Jersey. During the final round, she was asked whether what they consider feminism to be and whether or not they consider themselves feminist. She instead didn't want to use that.
What do you consider feminist to be? Not this.
Yeah, yeah, right?
I can't believe this is still going on.
Dude, Mike, here's the real part. I mean, this is the competition, right?
It is hilarious. And I know we've said it 1,000 times, but it is remarkable that this shit goes on.
What's the over-under? 5 more years?
I don't know. Like, is there even much backlash to these pageants?
No, other than us saying it, I feel like we don't hear a lot.
I do too, and I don't know why that is. Like, as much as people bag on, oh my God, everyone's the same. Like, cheerleaders and pageants to me are one of those. Are two things that it's remarkable that in 2017 we still have going.
Cheerleaders, I can still see. You know, the kids do it, and it's like, all right, the boys play football, and then we have the girls do join cheer, and they do their thing. And,
yeah,
you know,
aren't they both the same thing though? Now, I mean, we've established the genders are.
That's not even a thing.
Yeah, I mean, so they should just join the football team.
Point is, see how cheerleaders still have a foothold, but these pageants are ridiculous. Nobody's looking at the talents. Everybody's just looking at the swimsuit and the answers. Everybody loves the dumb answers.
Yeah. Well, if she's smart, which it sounds like she is, although I did see some commenters taking issue with her claim of being, you know, a nuclear chemist. And there was some other things that she was saying in there about her career that
suggested it's not as impressive as.
Yeah. I just saw some commenters going like, As a nuclear scientist, this is outrageous that people are claiming blah, blah, blah. You know, that she's going into this field doing these things means basically she's doing this type of work, and it was very not scientist-like. So I don't know what that means.
So
I'm not going to call her out on
it. Scientist? I mean,
no, she could, but they were saying, like, it's like, what do they call a secretary now? Don't they have like an administrative
assistant?
Yeah, like they make it sound really cool,
really?
But it's,
so she's just a lab tech, you think?
It sounds like
No.
I saw some guy saying, like, yeah, dude, that means she puts water droplets on fucking plates for the real scientists.
She's one of those ladies with the turkey baster and just goes,
everyone gets one drop.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
I feel like you still have to have some kind of level of education to do that. It's not quite the secretary, right? Like, even if you're a lab assistant, right?
Yeah, they're not just going to give anyone a coat and goggles. I would agree with you, E. But
probably as a badge, you know?
Yeah, I would think. On one of those stringy things, yeah. So you can put it down and get into your department.
Get into the door.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the one saying this. Take it up with the fucking... The boys club of actual scientists out there. I'm just reporting what some of them said. And I wasn't just going to stick on that one when the guy was like, yeah, she puts water droplets on fucking platelets. Get over it.
It's always blue, too, right?
Whenever usually
you see
blue.
That in the news, the file footage is like someone squeezing blue liquid into white liquid.
Yeah,
it's
you're
very
right.
Impressive.
It is very impressive. It looks very scientific and over my head.
They always do it with like several turkey basters, like attached to one another. Yeah. So they squeeze in and it all goes like into 10 tubes at the same time.
Yes.
Very, very scientific.
Oh, so impressive. You know, it
the mixing
sounds like
skills.
So they probably have the bulbous turkey baster tops on all of those at first. And so it sounds like maybe she's the one that unscrews those and then puts the blue
in
the baster and then pushes the button, which then goes.
Somebody has to do it.
Yeah. And there's no shame in that. None. No. So this one scientist claiming to be a scientist, you know, took a couple shots. And
on Twitter, some guy on Twitter.
Claiming, yeah. And then the guy commenting next went, couldn't agree more. And I was like, oh, man, now it's coming. The community, the scientific community is not cool with this. So anyway, I'm going to end with the shots fired right there.
We
don't want to get into this. The one thing I took issue with, and I know some people are going to have a problem with this. She's beautiful on every level. But I think in this one bathing suit photo that we got here, I'm taking issue with the titties. Or should I say the lack thereof?
Which one? Holy cow, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's flat-chested, Mike.
We're declaring her the hottest chick in the USA? Because that's basically what this contest is.
Wow.
Now, I will grant that in some of the photos, it looks like there's, you know, enhancement of some sort or... but when she's just wearing a small, slender top there.
This couldn't be an optical illusion of sorts. Is her leaning. No, this is. No. Boy. This looks like an A cup, if that.
Yeah, right?
A mosquito bite. A bee sting. At best.
With a slight allergy.
Slight.
Slightest of allergies.
A little bit of swelling.
Tiny. Almost unregisterable. But there.
Wow.
Take her word for it. And I know that seems very sexist to even point out.
No. She's putting herself on display as the most beautiful woman alive, yeah. Or at least in the USA at this point. She will move on to Universe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, she's putting herself out there.
You're parading yourself in a bikini on a stage indoors.
You are meant to be judged.
Yes. There's only one reason you would be on stage indoors in a bikini, and that's to be judged on exactly how you look. There you go, Jay.
There it is, E.
See that?
It's a great catch, Mike.
Yeah.
It's a great catch.
If they were outdoors in Florida on a sandy beach having this competition in the outer world, you could go, okay, you can make an argument for bikini women. But
is it too late to protest the winner here?
I don't know. I don't even know. I was never consulted.
Hold on. Come back. That shows a bit of cleavage, right? See, she's changing the subject. Do you see how the loincloth draws your attention with that crazy design?
I absolutely
do. She's taking
it
away from her boobies.
Yeah.
Or where her boobies should be.
Right, right.
But she does have a little bit of a cleavage mark there.
A little bit, yeah.
It's clevin.
Have to. It's cleaved. I guess we'll have to wait for her nude photo shoot eventually, right? To get a full.
Well, it's already been done. We just had to wait for it to come out. Somebody to leak it.
Great point. Great point. But people are, there's a real debate in this country today over this announcement because of what she said, basically saying, you know, she's not a feminist, not as far as like the man-hating type.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, oh my God, you think feminism is about hating men? Bye-bye. Don't even listen to her anymore. Bye. A brown girl won Miss USA, but she thinks affordable healthcare is a privilege and feminism is man hate. So she's canceled. Hashtag bye girl.
Oh, that's wow. Yeah. Coming from who was that coming from?
Some dude on Twitter.
I know,
chick
right?
On Twitter.
I was going to say at who, you know?
That was outrageous.
Oh.
Yeah. Told us that. Well, congratulations to her. I hope she represents well. But again, man, I don't know how much longer these can go.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine they've taken so many things off the list as far as like for women and women's rights and, oh my God, need to be respected. Don't look at me. Don't catcall me.
Well, I think how they do it now, though, is they're like, you know, I'm going to exhibit my sexuality the way I want to exhibit my sexuality, my womanhood. Mm-hmm. And so
they don't want
you kind of like turned it around.
But you're
on
not
us.
Supposed to be turned on by it or something. We're all just supposed to be
like.
Yeah,
but that's her just doing her thing, okay? You know,
right.
She,
do not
if
find
a chick's
going
to be in porn, it's because she wants to exhibit her sexuality.
My choice as a strong woman. If
that's
I want to fuck
you can't
for
say
money,
it's sexy, right? Like in a way, like you can't say that it's sexy,
well,
but
they're going,
trying to be sexy.
I thought they were going to more athletic gear. Is that a different pageant? Didn't
we
do a story on that?
That was like
remember?
That was like the night. That was like the underage one.
Oh,
so
the
remember
teen.
That was like the
okay.
Teen Miss Teen or whatever.
Yeah, that probably makes sense.
The Miss Teen one.
Yeah, go to some more athletic gear than.
It's funny you mentioned that though about like taking control of the discussion about. You know, I see that with the Free the Nipple campaign. Like, oh, guys are allowed to be shirtless on any street in America. So can I. I'm equal in every way. And then they wonder why guys go, yeah, judge their titties.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well.
Isn't Paris Jackson doing that shit right now? Why is she in the news right now? They're making like a big PR push for her. What did she do? She do some magazine spread or something?
She talked about trying to commit suicide.
Did someone tell
her
she's not Mike's daughter? Is that what happened?
Well, that's, you know.
Because I'm really sick of this chick already.
Yeah, I know. Dude, I've seen some recent photos, and I'm just, I mean, I don't want to say anything outrageous, but there's part of me that's really starting to think she might not actually be Michael Jackson's kid. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is, if it's the blonde hair or the
extreme whiteness,
the blue eyes. Yeah. I can't wait for her to start singing. Like, if there's any hint of Michael Jackson's level of talent, we could use that in the world with it today. You know what I mean? The other empowering thing for women nowadays, and I feel bad because I got to admit, dude, I can't help it. I don't like it. Is the NFL and Monday Night Football is going to have a chick calling an actual game this season.
Really?
Yeah. Monday Night Football's opening weekend, September 11th. Do you know they do the doubleheader?
Sure.
Monday Night Football, for the opening week off, they kick off. They do two games. They do like a 7 o'clock start and a 10 o'clock start. And the late game is going to be the L.A. Rams, I believe. The Los Angeles Chargers and the Denver Broncos.
Oh, that's right. The Chargers are moving to L.A.
They've moved to L.A. And she's going to call.
They weren't there last year, were they?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. So this will be their first game in L.A.?
But their draft was, I guess the L.A. Rams moved there last year.
Yeah.
And the Chargers are now moved there as well. But Beth Mowins, are you guys familiar with Beth Mowins?
No.
I think of Pam, what's her name? Who was the one that called all the state games?
Pam Ward, right?
Pam Ward.
Touchdown!
Just that excited woman voice. I don't know what it is, but that, like, oh my God, like excited, overly excited voice is what bothers me, I think. And I kind of feel like a dick saying that. Yeah, there you go. I don't want that calling a touchdown. And I know they're probably going to end up sticking them on the shittiest games, which means the Lions will get a lot of them. And that sucks. So anyway, they're, of course, promoting this as like, oh yeah, totally amazing.
That glass ceiling is shattered, Mike.
Glass ceiling comes up in one of the comments here.
Oh, boy.
She's likely to be joined in the booth with Rex Ryan to call that game. Her career track record includes college games and preseason Raiders games.
Oh, boy.
Rex Ryan, former Jets and Bills coach?
Yes. Hmm. The
guy who loves feet, his wife's feet. He's obsessed with them.
Was that Rex Ryan? Yeah.
I think so. And didn't his wife have a Mark Sanchez tattoo as well? Did you hear about that?
I don't know that I heard that.
Yeah, he's a mess.
He was the one that was huge and then lost a shitload of weight. So he looks kind of one of those guys that you don't know. He looks like he should probably be fatter than he is.
Well, there's two of them. They're brothers.
Yeah.
One's Rex, one's whatever, but I get them mixed up.
Yeah. Well, one's got the long gray hair and he's the madman. I don't know if he's still there, but he was like the defensive coach for the Cowboys. They're Buddy Ryan's kids.
Remember? Oh, no shit.
Yeah, remember Buddy Ryan?
Yeah, hell yeah.
The coach
of former Bears defensive coordinator.
Yeah, the mastermind of that 84 Bears defense.
Yeah, and then the Eagles.
And then the Eagles, yeah. And he was coaching against Ditka in that famous Fog Bowl game that we were talking about yesterday. Apparently she'll be in the booth with Rex Ryan. That's the thought anyways. She'll show up and do a game and do as good a job as any of the men, Mike Tirico said. She's a ceiling breaker, a pioneer, and there will be more women going forward. ESPN president John Skipper previously stated that the network was committed to having a female call Monday Night Football and that it's always looking for opportunities to put women in the booth.
They've always been looking for them?
Recently.
Do you think
there's an opportunity every week?
I was wondering, because
there's like a lot of opportunities every week, not even just one, you know? For Monday Night Football, you're right. Yeah.
You know, ESPN isn't doing as good as you remember. Like, they're firing all those guys due to money. Like, is this a way to, like, cut down on cost?
Yeah.
They're going to underpay them? Two-thirds. She's going to make 78 cents on the dollar for every dollar Rex Ryan makes.
Does it really bother you with a chick calling?
I
don't notice. I don't really notice who's calling games. I breeze. If I watch it,
I breeze
through shit.
Noticed at all, dude. I don't.
Well, there's not that many of them doing it, so it stands out. It always bothered me. Pam Ward, I thought, you know.
It's
just the voice, and maybe it's something where over time, I don't care if women are calling, you know, tennis or something, for instance. But those sports that you've grown up with is just like a male-dominated field. It's just changed. That's what it is. Maybe after a few years, it just becomes nothing, and I don't think about it. But right now, the thought of that, like watching your team and having some chick calling the game is like, ugh.
It's been 15, 20 years they've been doing this, hasn't it? I feel like
it is funny. Like,
it's been around a while. I don't know, man. Like, how long is it going to take, Mike?
And like Mike's...
yeah, well...
But to Mike's point, though, like, it is funny. They're like, we've been...
we always look for positions to throw them in. They have games every week. Well, what do you mean? If they've been looking, why aren't they hired already?
Yeah.
And by the way, just real quick, Jay, it was Rex Ryan got a tattoo of his wife dressed in a Mark Sanchez.
That's
jersey.
What it was. Yeah. So she's like scantily clad, just in a jersey, you know, like on his shoulder or something. And she's wearing a Mark Sanchez Jets jersey.
Wow.
Bizarre.
That's crazy. Yeah. What was the foot thing? Was he like.
I think didn't somebody leak a tape of him sucking on her toes or
something?
Yeah,
something like that. Let's see it.
Oh, it's on his arm. All right. Yeah, there she is. Like no pants on, just a jersey, number 6.
Wow. That's
weird.
Yeah. Yeah, sure is. Moving on. I guess, like I said, dude, it's probably just the change of everything and once I hear it more. Because honestly, it hasn't been that much. I know they've been kind of pushing that thing, and there's been a couple women that have dabbled into actual football games, you know, Big Ten games and stuff like that. And I've just never been terribly impressed by it. No offense to them, but we'll see. North Korea. Did you see they launched more nukes?
Yeah, toward Russia, right?
Yeah, and Russia seems cool with it.
Do they?
Yeah, they actually sort of do.
What?
Which is weird. Yeah, because they feel like, he's not coming after us. We don't have any problem with Un. But he did admit that it's, you know, provocative and whatnot. But they're claiming now that they've got a long-range ballistic that can reach the mainland carrying a warhead. How far do we let this son of a bitch go, like, doing this before someone does something? What are we afraid of? I mean, besides him wiping out South Korea and Japan and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I'm all for taking my man out.
Yeah. You think it's time?
It's time. It's time. It's past
like,
time.
What is his problem with us? Like, why do all these people hate America so much?
Well, he just wants power in general, right? It's not necessarily.
Yeah, but he's cut off to the whole world. Like, the power.
Mike, he wants to be loved like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know? He just wants respect.
A large-size heavy nuclear warhead can fit on the Hwasung-12 missile launched in western North Korea, their state-run news service said. Boy, their state-run news service is hilarious to listen to. They've put women in the position of announcing the news, but they sound hilarious. I don't know if you've ever heard them.
No, I have. When I'm not watching Parliament, I have to admit, I go back to U.S. TV.
Yeah, you don't focus too much on North Korea.
No.
Well, you should, because it's hilarious the way they sound. So it landed in the Sea of Japan harmlessly between Japan and Russia. Flew about 500 miles across the country, because it was on the western side of the country, flew 500 miles across the country and then all the way out into the sea.
Now, did they do that intentionally so that it would just fall into the sea and not go too close to us? In other words, had they started it on the eastern edge,
yeah,
then it goes way closer to us.
And it sounded like they shot it at a really high altitude so that it would arch and fall short too.
Hmm.
And they're just trying to get the range of this thing. It went 1,300 miles upward, though.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. The missile was fired at a high angle in consideration of the security of neighboring countries.
1,300 miles up?
1,300 miles up?
Maximum altitude. Maximum altitude of 1,300 miles.
Seems too high to me.
What are you thinking? 2 miles?
I don't know.
What would be an acceptable altitude?
I mean, don't like commercial jet airliners go like 6 miles? Is that kind of like
okay.
6 miles up?
Whatever, 3,500 feet or 35,000 feet.
Sure. So 1,300 miles?
1,300 miles. It's a fucking nuclear missile.
Dude.
With rocket propulsion.
I had no idea, I guess, that those things flew 1,300 miles in the air.
Look it up, E.
You're not talking
quoting
just
the
distance?
Story.
You're saying like up. Like, are they
the missile was hired
for the moon?
Was fired at a high angle. Reaching a maximum altitude of more than 1,300 miles.
Should the moon feel threatened?
Western missile trackers verified the test statistics.
God, if they hit the moon, all gravity and everything, the tides.
Turn your mic on!
The moon is 238,900
miles
away.
You know, I mean,
but it's getting closer, to Jay's point.
You know, it's closer than he was the day before. You know, that's got some consequences, Mike.
I like that under, if you Googled how many miles the moon is, under facts of the moon, it is 4.53 billion years old.
How many pounds of cheese is that, Eddie?
I don't know.
Look it up.
The missile might be able to reach Alaska and Hawaii if fired from a standard angle instead of shooting up 1,300 miles into the sky like this one was. I mean, dude, it's got to be able to travel that kind of distance if it's going to even make it
here. Yeah, the son of a bitch. I mean, he's doing these tests. He did it from the western side and did it so high because he didn't want to risk it going across.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
I know,
he can
right?
hit us.
It sounds like
take him
like
out,
it.
Mike.
Not us. Like, we're way more inland, but, you know, I mean, California?
He can hit our people.
Yeah. California wouldn't be the end of the world, though. Yeah. I got my sister out of there. Jin Reed.
Jin Zhu.
Yes, very good. Un was beside himself ecstatic.
Was he?
He was fucking
this is good news.
Yeah, this is great news for him. He said that if the U.S. dares up for military provocation, my nation is ready. If the U.S. awkwardly attempts to provoke DPRK, it will not escape from the biggest disaster in history. It's a quote. So, yeah, it landed 60 miles south of Russia's Vladivostok region. But Putin said Monday that the test posed no immediate threat to his country. Russia has diplomatic relations with the North and has not been target of Kim's wrath.
It's like, no problem.
Whatever. Do your thing, my man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Putin doesn't want to get into it.
He did say, though, that we do consider that nuclear missile tests are unacceptable. There is a need to resume dialogue with North Korea to stop intimidating it and find peaceful solutions to problems. The White House called North Korea a flagrant menace. Ooh. And called for tougher sanctions. I don't know. I guess we're just going to wake up one day and, like, California is going to be in the ocean, and then we'll react to this son of a bitch.
Yeah. You know. Hey, insurance, we all need it, and most of us don't know what kind of coverage we have or who provides it. Let fellow DetroitCast listener Brent Wasick from Wasick Insurance Services change all that. Brent has over 29 years in the business and offers all types of insurance coverage, auto, home, health, life, business, commercial, and more. Call Brent Wasick at 734-455-1900 and get a free no-obligation quote today. Again, that's 734-455-1900 and ask for Brent Wasick at Wasick Insurance.
Did you see over the weekend, too, Jay, we had an alt-right leader, white supremacist, Dick Spencer, Richard Spencer, who led a torch-wielding mob out to protest. They were all chanting, Russia is our friend, and you will not replace us. Is that a plan? You will not divide us? You will not replace us.
You will not replace us.
Anyway, the protest was in, I don't know if you heard about this, but the removal of a controversial statue of Civil War General Robert E. Lee.
Okay.
Sorry.
Uh-oh. What's wrong, E?
Well, he heard Civil War and his
Robert E. Lee.
Jeans got tight.
The dude.
The marchers showed up at a park in Charlottesville, Virginia, where this is on display. It's got him prominently displayed on a horse. I believe one or two of the horse's paws are off the ground, and I know that's relevant for some reason.
It is. It means they die in battle, I believe, if both...
both are up.
Both are up. If one's down and one is up, I think he dies in service.
Yeah. I knew there was something to that we've talked about.
All four are down. I think it just means he died.
Mm.
Post-service.
At some point he died. Public figures have condemned the gathering, which some, including the city's mayor, say echoes the practice of the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan, to be exact. The event was either profoundly ignorant or was designed to instill fear in our minority population in a way that harkens back to the days of the KKK. The mayor said, we reject this intimidation. We are a welcoming city, but such intolerance is not welcome here. So, I don't know. I saw the torch wielding, and you can see the statue there in the background.
It's actually more people than I thought were going to be at this thing. I was
really?
Gonna be like, oh, what are there, five people?
Yeah, like a Sharpton march or something.
Like 55.
And I know, I get why they're saying that about the Klansmen. In defense, I will say I didn't see a single Cyclops, Wizard, or Dragon out there anywhere.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Just a bunch of low-level pawns.
Not a Titan, not a Giant. No Nighthawks or Goblins strewn about. Not even a Furry or a Hydra.
I don't remember Nighthawks being in the hierarchy.
The Imperial Clousy?
No. Don't recall that.
You remember, obviously, the Imperial Kleagle, which I didn't see out there either. Or the Grand Goblin, for that matter. Or the King Kleagle, or any of the ghosts. Remember the ghosts? I think E would be a ghost if he was in the Klan. They're the ones that just look after their guys. What do you guys think about taking this down. It sounds like you had an opinion.
No, I didn't have an opinion necessarily. Although I do think that, just like, I think my opinion is going to be your opinion, dude. This whole thing of just completely whitewashing all this history. So, I mean, I get it. He fought for the Confederacy and it was, you know, the South and all that. But he still, I don't know. It is what it is. It's a statue. It was a war in our history.
It's history, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he should have fought for the North, by the way.
Is that right? Tell us about it quickly. As the crow flies. Sounds like
he was actually in Virginia, he was in the northern part and he should have, but like Virginia went with the South or whatever. How did that go? He should have fought for the North. He was asked to fight for the North, and because his part of Virginia went South, he didn't want to abandon his country, his land, he said. Hmm. So, which is ironically, now where his house was is now Arlington Cemetery. So,
is that right?
Yes. Arlington Cemetery is on Robert E. Lee's land, which was originally.
What do we
his.
Do? We take out that whole cemetery? Come on.
Yeah, we probably
where
should.
Where do we stop?
I know. Yeah, every time I read these stories.
I don't remember exactly how that went, but I'm saying he was asked to fight for the North, and I think based on where he was, he technically should have, but he wanted to defend his land.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Like history is what it is, and believe it or not, in the perfect progressive society we live in now, there is shit you're doing right now that in 100 years will look monstrous. It's just the way it works.
Miss USA.
Yeah. So do we rip down everybody's world and erase it? And I mean it seems very communist to do. To just like erase history like that, to take down things you now don't agree with. I think you take the good, the bad, the ugly, you learn from it. It's called progression in a way. And I just don't know, you know, you see this every week or so where it's like, let's rip this down and throw it away. Let's take that off the wall. Let's take this, you know, this guy lived 200 years ago and he was an asshole. Let's take that down and not, I don't know. I just think it's a dangerous precedent because where do you stop? It's like with any of this stuff, where do you stop? Anyway. Why don't we take a quick break and maybe we'll play a couple minutes of East Tapes.
Nice. And for see, sure. See e, these things are going to work.
I mean,
Memorex tapes or something.
I haven't played cassettes. Them. Yeah. Cassettes. I mean, this one I have today is from 1999. So I don't know when the last time I would have listened to it, but it should. I mean, right.
I got to tell you another story too about a family that was all pissed off because they buried their dad, who was a war veteran, and couldn't afford a casket first. And
old pine box.
Yeah, well, he probably wishes, but we'll get to that much more next.
The Detroit Cast continues after this short break.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Menino, your event coordinator for the Hamlin Pubs. Did you know that Hamlin Pubs offer 2 private rooms at each location, both located in Shelby Township? We specialize in all kinds of events, from bridal and baby showers, dinner rehearsals, to corporate luncheons and wedding receptions. My team is committed to making your occasion your most memorable event. Give me a call today so that we can plan your next event. Call me at 586-596-1425. Or visit our website at hamlinpubs.com.
Hey, it's Steve Gabara, the general manager at Zotford & Holly and DealsInTheD.com. I have one word for you. Trucks, trucks, trucks. Almost 150. That's how many Zotford has available. Yeah, I know, that's way more than one word. But who's counting? More excitingly, lease a new 17 Ford F-150 for just $199 a month. Yes, the number one selling truck on the planet can be yours for under $200 a month, and you have almost 150 to choose from. Only from your friends at Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com.
The Detroit Cast continues now, bitches. Here's Mike and Jay.
All right, welcome back to the Detroit Cast. Mike and Jay. And talked a little while ago about possibly some tapes of Big E early days on the attack of broadcasting. And I don't know if we've talked about this before. I don't think we have, that he was doing this sort of thing.
Yeah, he mentioned it maybe a week or two ago, but possibly in the members area. Just the fact that
it was 100% in the members
not
area.
Not only was he sitting in the back of that Astro van stroking it.
Yeah.
On his way to Florida or wherever these guys were going on family trips, but he was apparently making his own broadcasts, like little practice broadcasts.
Yeah.
And God bless him, the son of a bitch keeps everything.
Dude.
Lives at home, his room's set up like it was, you know, 20 years ago, so he's just got everything you'd have in your room.
Yeah.
And he just, yeah, looked in his drawer, and there were his cassette tapes.
I'm hoping to look to see if I have more, because I would have done the one I brought you guys is from 1999.
How old were you then?
This was older. Unfortunately, this was like an older version of.
Like this should be a stumpable question. Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
18 years ago.
That would make you
26.
18. I don't know what 18 minus 33 is, dude. I'll have to look in my calendar for calculation.
Yeah, get the calculator out. Here we go.
18 minus 33. 18
minus 33.
Well, 33 minus 18. I get it.
What do we got? 33 minus 18.
So I was like 15-ish.
Okay.
Depending on when it, maybe 14 to 15, depending, because this would have been Easter, so, you know, March birthday, so.
Russell and Manny's age, right in there.
Right. Were you, so he would have been about the age of, if he was a late bloomer, had pubes sprung up yet, E?
You were whacking it on this trip, weren't you?
But he could have been whacking it. You can whack it without pubes, right?
I don't know what I would have been. I don't know whether I had those or not. Dude, I don't remember when things started to come in. I would say this, unfortunately.
Do you have pubes to spooge?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't remember.
E, can you Google that really quick? Can you just, before we get to your tape.
What am I going to ask? When can you start masturbating?
You have to have pubes to spooge?
That's not...
E...
Are pubes required for ejaculation? Let's be professional about this and more mature. I don't think you want to put spooge into the Google machine. Oh, it's a race. Dual Googles are going on. Oh, boy, E, this is going to look bad because Jay started like he let the gun fire and then you were off in whatever you were called running. And Jay started like 20 seconds later.
I have pubic hair and want to masturbate. Well, that doesn't answer my question. Yeah. How do I masturbate? My lord.
These
are pubes required to ejaculate?
I did that. Nothing came up. I mean, things came
up. It seems like things would have come up with just having pubes and ejaculating.
Well, things came up, but not like.
I'm 15. I have no pubic hair or semen. I have pubic hairs, but no sperm. Pubic hair, but can I ejaculate? All right, let's
see. All right, here we go.
At what age is a boy able to ejaculate?
13. I would like to ask if fouling is normal and if I can cause any future problems. I don't have any pubic hair, but I can ejaculate. Is that normal? Also, the head of my penis is quite large and always pops out, which makes me feel uncomfortable sometimes.
Man,
yeah,
oh, no.
Also, hold on, the guy's going on and on. Also, when I take a hot shower, my testicles grow larger and hang really low.
Oh, that's not good.
No one else at my age has that, which also makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Is there some problem with my penis? He spelled it penis. Should I contact a doctor, and what doctor would that be? Or does someone else need to share similar anatomy?
What is the answer? What is an answer on this? I know it's a
horror. Hope someone said, well, outside of blindness, you don't have much to worry about.
This guy goes, yeah, dude, you're all good. Your Johnson is hooked up and working. Don't worry about your bush. It'll come in. Pubes don't have anything to do with your equipment. Warmth makes your nutsack expand. I always like it when mine are that way. Isn't the internet wonderful, Mike?
It's unbelievable.
See, there you go.
It's just awesome.
Wow.
All right, maybe we can tell when we listen to E's. I'm asking E because I'm wondering if your pipes have developed.
I would say,
your voice has dropped. If you've had your Peter Brady moment.
I'm going to look more because I would say that this actually, as nice as it was to still have it, 99 would not be the most embarrassing probably. Because like I started doing these. I mean, I should have five of these. Like I started doing them like in 96, you know, 95 even probably. Like whenever we started going on trips, I bought a recorder.
But at that point, you can just chalk it up to, dude, you're 10, you're 11, like, goofy little kid, whatever. That would not be that embarrassing.
Okay.
I would think the older you get.
Whatever.
Keep sounding dumb.
Fine, whatever.
Then it's embarrassing.
Well, to be fair, you don't know that he sounds dumb.
Thing is, I just don't know in this one, there was like a song. It was called, I called it Eric's Log, is what I called it. Kind of a Star Trek-esque, I suppose. Sure. And what I essentially would do is like.
Poop.
We would go to Florida every year for Easter break with my family, and we would drive. So we would not stop. No hotels, just 24 hours. And I would drive, I would well, we're here in Kentucky. It's 3 a.m. and we're here in Kentucky. And I would like update like what was happening in the car.
Did your parents wear earplugs or headphones or how did that all work? Can you fucking imagine?
No, I can't.
I don't know. I never thought about it. I never thought about what they thought about what I was doing.
God, they have to raise a retarded
And the funny
son.
Thing is,
dude,
I will say
he wouldn't stop either. You've been with him.
Yeah.
Especially when he gets slap happy or not enough sleep. Like whenever he goes to an EDM fest, we have to like start the show by going E, like as the intro screen, like E, remember, you know,
relax,
this
dude.
Is not the Big E show today. And you just,
but can you imagine a project like that? Like him sitting back there with the thing like, today, blah, 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 just going down the line of events.
I know. And like, I would do it while we were there too. I'd be like, well, we got up and we went to breakfast. That's so. And by the way, I don't know who I'm talking to. Like, I mean, I talked to it as if I was like someone was listening, as if there was an audience for sure. So,
well, without further delay, should we just hit play? We just kind of start at the beginning here, I believe.
Well, it's beginning of one tape. I don't know. I listened to this a little bit.
What's going on?
I'm broadcasting a family game that's going on between me, a tournament of my sister and I playing Yahtzee.
Oh, nice.
But the reason I believe that this is not, like, there must be some other tape. I've got to look even more because this sounds to me, I only listened to a very little, but it sounds to me like this is on the way back and there's nothing on the other side. So, like, I would have definitely had one from the beginning.
Let me guess, you suck at Yahtzee.
I don't know. I don't remember if I was.
Can you suck at Yahtzee?
Yahtzee wasn't that bad.
It's a game of chance, dude.
Mm. I know. That's my point. Well, no, there's some strategy in Yahtzee because you have to choose when you want to do your fours and fives or whatever.
Yeah, barely, though. He's right.
I didn't say a lot. Okay, what do you want to do? Just hit play here?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's just get a taste of it.
Second roll?
First.
Who's her second?
First.
And our first roll. And that rolled her to a. And she had a record setting game for the week. Oh. I know the tournament's only lasted. One day, really. Done this all in one day. But
the tournament.
Out of the week of playing, it was a high. 275 was the high when Eric got that. So there was some
third
great
person.
Memorable moments.
Well,
and it is now 722. We'll come back with the beginning ceremonies and then the game. This is an Eric Sports production. Also produced by Eric Locke. We're here live from inside the van somewhere in Ohio, and the crowd is going crazy.
What's the crowd?
130,000 strong, which is the most ever.
130,000 strong for a Yahtzee tournament.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Well, now go down
that crowd?
To the play service for the introduction.
Poor Lauren.
Oh, she seems like she's digging it. How old is Lauren here?
She's 10.
Can't blame her.
Acceptable for a 10-year-old.
Left side.
Oh, my God.
Wearing all red. 7, 9 years old.
Oh!
Lauren.
I'm in free with the introductions.
Lauren the knocker down, or Lauren the Yahtzee. Fady.
Lauren Yahtzee Fady. I'd pull the car over and I'd throw him out of my car at this point.
And now,
did you just tell them to boo?
Losing by 108, but still could come back up. Wearing Michigan colors and sponsored by Champion.
Sponsored by Champion.
Eric, the Dominator.
The Dominator.
She's booing.
And now,
dude, you're 15 and losing to a 9-year-old in Yahtzee?
Dude, there are kids that age, legit, who are like doing sweet drugs, drinking, and getting laid.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in the back seat with his 9-year-old sister doing a Yahtzee tournament.
Getting his ass whooped. Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
For today's
you guys,
game
this is my life.
Starburst.
Oh, and now we're going to actually literally go through the game.
Video
oh, boy.
And champion.
What?
Be like a champion.
What
today's
happened?
Player, or today's announcers are Eric Fady and Lauren Fady. The broadcasters, Eric Fady and Lauren Fady. The post game people, Eric Fady and Lauren Fady. The pregame people, Eric Fady and Lauren Fady. This thing is being held in a GM van. GM drives the cars. And it's a conversion van, and it's very good.
He's doing a read.
He's doing reads. He's better at doing reads then than he is now.
What the hell happened to you, man?
I don't know. Look at the rolling.
Let's get ready to rumble. Okay.
Oh, no.
See? We are rolling the first die.
Where's Brian? Why isn't Brian playing in this tournament? Seems too
Lauren
good.
Lauren always hung out a little more than even bringing Brian and I did. Brian was probably asleep. Brian did a lot of sleeping on these trips.
Don't blame him. A lot of earplugs?
Not back then. Like, that's the funny thing. Back then, we didn't even have... This was pre-even having any TVs in our car. I mean, we didn't have anything to entertain us other than just ourselves.
It's funny, man, because I see similar interaction between Manny and Sweet Pie. They're similarly... Like, he's 15. She's 9.
Yeah.
And... But I don't see, like, the excitement on Manny's... But, like, he plays that. Like, oh, you know, he wants to play with her and have fun with her. But he's feigning it a little bit.
Sure.
Know?
I would do the same with my sister at that age.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you play the game with her, whatever, you get into it, but E is fucking into it.
Well,
it's
I'll tell you,
like opposite here.
And dude,
Lauren's kind of playing along with him, like, okay.
And it's, you know, I remember my sister and I have about a 5-year age difference, 4.5 year age difference. And there's not a chance on the planet that she would beat me in any game at all, ever.
Yeah, it's even a game of chance.
No. No, wouldn't have happened. And so to see Lauren, like,
I think that's bullshit for one. But
Lauren kicking his ass in Yahtzee time after time. She's up by 280, dude.
She's not that many Yahtzee points, I don't think, dude.
I don't know.
I will say to just your remarks on, like,
to my point.
Yeah, to your point. I was trying to almost not say it at times now, but to that, when you say, like, how excited I was about it, and I'm not making excuses for it. Obviously, I know what you're saying. But I think in my mind, though, this was something like I'm doing a production. Like in my mind, this is like practice.
Oh, I know. You're...
So, like, I don't think that I would have been like, you know, if we had just been sitting there and I wasn't like kind of doing my radio show or something, I don't think I'd be sitting there going, here we go, Lord. You know,
okay.
what I'm saying? So
yeah, I do.
To a little bit, I was doing like a thing that I thought was like.
Entertaining,
I guess, or something. I was trying to.
This is what I want. I don't want you to go back in time for tapes. I want you to go forward. Okay. I want 2001, 2002.
I don't think I have that. I think this might be.
God damn it!
One of the end. Well, but I will tell you this. I need to listen to more of this tape, and maybe to give you. There should be stuff on this tape that's better than even like more like what I was describing. Like there was a song to this thing, dude, and I don't even know if I remember.
What do you mean?
It was like,
you keep saying a song to this thing.
I had a theme song to Eric's log, which is what I called it. There was like sing it into the thing. Like
you remember the song, dude?
I think it went like something like it was like Eric's log with Eric Fady, something. That's the part I know it went like that. Like that was a
Eric's log with Eric.
I remember
Fady.
That part. I remember that part. I don't remember. I'm trying to. I cannot remember. I'd have to think more about it. But I'm telling you, it will be somewhere in this tape because that's how I used to start every entry.
Sort of gay, never gets the lady. Eric's log.
That was
Eric's log.
They're taking some liberties there now. I think.
Well,
I can listen to more of it. Like that was to me, even though that was. Incredibly embarrassing and maybe entertaining. That wouldn't be my most embarrassing part of that, in my opinion.
Okay.
Well, it's a good start.
Go home and listen to some more of that. And I would love to hear some more of that. And if you hear from Michael Buffer, don't blame me. I know he goes after people hard for using "Let's get ready to run." I don't even want to finish saying it.
Wow.
I mean, that guy will bring a fucking lawsuit. And the fact that aired on our show might cause a problem. Just saying.
Hey, everybody, Amazon link. Please use it. It is above the fold on DetroitCast.com. It's a great way to contribute to our show and support us. You just simply shop through our link. You got to click through our link in order for us to get credit. But when you buy things over our link, we will get a little bit of a kickback from whatever you buy. So please continue to use that. We appreciate everybody who has.
And folks, don't forget the member area. It's very important. If you wanted to, we had a full discussion about that kind of thing, Eric's tapes and vacation stuff in the members area. And by becoming a Detroit Cast member, listeners can single-handedly play a role in keeping the show going for a long time to come. We do work hard to keep the show totally free in the members area, worth it too. There's 100 more hours of behind-the-scenes discussions and videos. It's kind of your backstage pass to all things Detroit Cast. So go to DetroitCast.com, click the members area tab at the top of the page, and sign up today. It's greatly appreciated, for sure. I was telling you before the break, too, about... you familiar with George Taylor, Jay, 71-year-old Vietnam War veteran? He died recently.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, sad news. Anyway, family and friends arrived at his visitation Thursday to pay their respects, and that's what they...
I know. He's just on a table. Yeah. Flag draped.
It's flag draped, but look at that. Yeah.
There's no coffin.
What?
Apparently the check didn't get there in time or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like one of those things where... I don't know. You would just kind of like count on the fact that, oh, it didn't arrive today, but it'll arrive tomorrow. Visitation's tonight. Let's not look like assholes.
Yeah.
Now the,
yeah,
the,
can't you just have a display coffin?
Yeah. Like one, exactly. Just one nice coffin that it's like, eh, if you
know
kinda,
those things are expensive, but I don't know. Dude, like even take them out and put them in a different one and then use that first one for someone else. Is it,
yeah, that runs there, into this problem.
There are fluids and shit that drain that maybe cause a problem?
I don't think so. I think they cork all the holes pretty well. Yeah.
So I'm all shut.
Mm-hmm. It does seem like one of the things, like if you're going to be a funeral home, there's certain things you need to do. You need to have, you know, a good line on a flower shop. You need to own a hearse. You need to get
a hearse.
Patty
Hearst.
Yeah, Patty Hearst. You need a hearse. You need to have those orange flags with magnets on them.
Got to have those.
And you need a boatload of them in case like someone young dies and they've got a lot of friends and family that need to show up. Like, and you would think that just like as part of your plan, your overall business plan, it would include a reusable coffin for instances like this.
Right.
Where you don't just slap a guy onto a fucking fold up wooden table.
Well, it's a business and they got to make money. And this family's just trying
to. I understand that. I'm not saying you don't kick him into a ditch that's only 3 feet deep if the check doesn't clear in the next few days. I'm not suggesting that. But for this day only, it's like, okay, we wheel out the reserve box
got,
and,
like,
and put him in there.
It's on it and crap. It's kind of, you can tell it's just kind of like.
It's like the clubs, you know, somebody rents a set of golf clubs. Right. You know, they're just all hacked up.
Yeah, it's got woods in it, actual woods with screws right. in them. But that just looks.
Is that a folding table, like a Costco folding table?
It's a medical table.
Okay.
It's one of those steel ones that you would slab a body on before, like, weighing organs. You know what I mean? You know that kind of steel table?
Probably the same steel table that they just grabbed from the back room after they sewed up and corked all his holes.
Exactly. And I don't know, dude. Do they have, like, what is that holding his head up? I don't know if you examine that closely, but.
They don't have a pillow? Can anybody,
Really? I mean, we're just, like, they put, like, a kickstand on his head or something.
Yeah, it's like a couple books under there or something.
So bad. And this was terrible, too, because this family, it's the Heritage Funeral Home in Georgia. And they saw that Taylor's body was not lying in a coffin, but rather this table with the flag draped over him. It was a $9,000 insurance payment that was the holdup. It was supposed to come out of his life insurance policy. But they said, the insurance company said, look, we need a death certificate. And so then they were going to overnight the payment. Check didn't arrive in time. That's how he ends up on the table. Taylor's son, James. This is James Taylor's dad?
Holy shit.
Why couldn't James Taylor just spring for it, dude?
Changes everything.
Fire and rain would pay for a fucking $9,000 coffin every day of the week, right?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Shame on you, James. Anyway, Taylor's son James said that although he agreed to the arrangement with the funeral home beforehand, so it sounds like they were like, look, hopefully this gets here in time, and maybe they talked about this, and they were cool with it. They all shook on it, and they were like, all right, the funeral home has been great, and this is how we'll handle this. And then they walked in the door, and they saw that on display, and they were like, oh, man.
I wonder if this happens more often than we know, and this is just one family that's trying to make hay of it on social media.
I don't know. Because
there's got to be other people that don't have $9,000 to throw into a coffin.
Dude, I know, right?
There's people who literally are buried in pine boxes.
Yeah.
So if they're not displayed in a display model like we talked about, then what are they displayed in? The pine box?
You would think that we would know this, though, because there are a boatload of people. Dude, if something happened to E right now, God forbid or God willing— and I had to pay for his funeral, I couldn't come up with $9,000. Not that I would anyways, but if I totally had the means, I wouldn't spring for that, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what would they do? Put him on a table?
$9,000 seems excessive to me. I know that shit's expensive, but what are we talking here? I mean, are we talking like velvet and shit? I mean, can't you get something cheaper than that?
My guess is $9,000 is bottom of the barrel.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it cost like... Google like average cost of a funeral service or
no. I just want to know coffin
cost.
Yeah,
we're not talking like kick-ass Kiss coffin, right?
No, it's just, you know, standard issue.
standard issue. Do we want a pillow? Do we want satin?
A little glossiness on the outside, you know?
Okay.
Sheen on it. Don't need like rhinestones and shit. But
do we want, we need handlebars. Those can't be cheap.
Take a standard black, standard issue coffin.
It looks like the average cost of a coffin is slightly more than $2,000.
And then some can go up to 10. Some can go up to 10.
This must include like digging the hole and dropping them in it too. You know what I mean?
Must.
I mean, it has to. And that's even more inexcusable. I know they claim they had a handshake deal with this family, and dude, we didn't fuck them over, and because eventually he was put into a proper box.
Well, you know what I would have done? I'd have been like, oh yeah, okay, well we're taking him down the street to the other funeral home.
Yeah,
you know, you're not going to do that for me. Well, they will over at Johnson's.
Back up the van. Yep, back up the van.
Back up the van. Exactly. Get Pops in there.
We'll go. We will go down the street.
That's right. With this, I'll walk out of here right now.
Yeah, I will go right now.
It does seem like a racket of sorts. You know what I mean? Because it's something that we all have to deal with.
You're not the first one to complain about this. This is a major,
Yeah.
Death is a huge expense.
It is a That's big bullshit. Expense. We should all just agree to be kicked into holes now. You know what I mean? Just kick us in holes. Cost $500 and anyone wants to show up can do that.
It always strikes me the real estate too. You know, you drive by some of these places like, God damn, this is a huge property.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to think they're just throwing people in the ground here. Really? That's all they're gonna do with this? This is a great corner.
It's unbelievable.
There should be a building here.
And it's on, you know, like some high end corner too, a lot of times.
The
like,
one in Troy, that Whitechapel in Troy.
Is that on Woodward?
I think it's like Long Lake and no, you're thinking of the one going down to Royal Oak.
Yes.
I think this one's Crooks and Long Lake. And it's just, you know, it's a nice piece of property there.
Yeah, it would cost a lot of money, wouldn't it? Yeah. I know, golf courses and funeral areas, especially when you talk about
those.
But
the golf course, you can always redevelop. You can always go, well, all right, we're done with the golf course and we're going to sell this land.
Yeah.
But, dude, I mean, what are you going to do? You've seen Poltergeist. You can't just build on top of a cemetery. You saw what happened.
I've seen Pet Cemetery, too.
Dig a pool out. Guess what? All the coffins are coming out. Bodies are springing out at you.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to deal with that.
So dude, cheapest way, like to me, like that's why when you talk about like lighting you up, what's it called?
You got it. We're not sure. Where are you going with this?
I need more.
Don't understand.
Lighting you on fire. You're a witch. Burned at the stake. Are we burning the stake?
What's it called?
You burning crosses again?
Cremation. Okay. All right. Dude, to me, the cheapest thing possible, like fuck for me, like whatever the cheap, I would tell my family, like the cheapest thing you can do is fine with me.
Yeah.
Whatever. I would never want someone paying $10,000, $15,000, or like if you can do it for $500 somehow, fine. Whatever.
And moreover, I talk about the real estate, like Crooks and Long Lake is nice now, but in 100 years, what's that going to look like?
Yeah.
What if it becomes a shithole?
You've seen those those cemeteries in those shit-ass neighborhoods. Don't you feel bad for those people?
Yeah.
See those old tombstones? Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
It's been 30 years since ever anyone weeded that thing or you know, took a hose and a brush to a stone.
It's like if you could do it all over, they'd just burnt you and scattered you somewhere.
What if we decided, like, because there's plenty of land on this planet where nothing happens. You think of, you know, the litter box of the Middle East or something. And we just decide, like, look, we're just burying everything in this giant sandbox. And let it go there. Let the sun cook it away.
People in the Grand Canyon, just throw them down there.
Take a while to fill that son of a bitch, won't it?
Right. It sure would. I don't know if the ocean's a good call, but something. I don't know. It's funny. We're in a room full of guys that are just not that. We just don't see like the point of keeping these bodies and occupying this land. That one I was trying to think of in going towards Royal Oak.
Yeah.
There's another one going up. I wanted to say Telegraph, but maybe it's Woodward also. There's another one. A really nice plot of land, and it's like, Jesus, man, this would cost a fortune to buy any land here, but it's filled with thousands of dead bodies. Yeah. It's just weird.
Hey, the Hamlin Pub supports the Detroit cast, so let's make it a point to support them. With locations in Rochester Hills, Clarkston, Chesterfield, and two in Shelby Township, you know there's one near you. The Hamlin Pubs have great food, ice-cold drinks, tons of craft beers, plasma TVs, games, and great entertainment. Come on by or book your reservation today at hamlinpubs.com.
Some people take the... the religious aspect of that type of thing, you know, while E and I are fine being kicked off a bridge somewhere. Some people, I ran into a couple that, boy, they took that shit seriously for Mother. You could tell they were coming from a Mother's Day service of sorts. Mm-hmm. And he was in the flyest. I mean, he was, who's the guy that fucked up the announcement on the, named the wrong winner at the Miss
Steve
US?
Harvey.
Steve, he was Steve Harvey.
Really?
And
pimped out.
Dude, this banana yellow suit.
Oh! Beautiful, huh?
It was spectacular. It was kind of weird because his hemming was off, and these must have been a foot longer than where his foot ended. And so it was just kind of rolled up under his shoe and was just kind of tearing and stuff. But man, in its day.
Borrowed?
I don't know if I'd go as far as borrowed, but boy, was it slick. It was so slick. And his wife was wearing this little black and white outfit. They were at Subway taking fucking forever. How do you take forever at Subway? It was incredible, dude. I'm 20 minutes.
Whoa.
Like to what? Not know what they wanted?
They knew what they wanted, but then they want to add stuff. And then they wanted it. Who gets a Subway sandwich cut into fours?
Ooh.
Steve Harvey and his wife, who had the most amazing hair, just kind of springing out like all weird and done up in a bun. I imagine they wouldn't want to be kicked off a bridge is my only point.
Hmm.
So it's not going to be an easy battle to get most people to agree to that. And lastly, before we get to email, see, we got a death row inmate that wants to go the execution route by firing squad.
Nice. Yeah, I think I did hear that.
Yeah. He's a guy named J.W. Ledford.
Okay.
And he claims he's on some sort of pain med. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of it myself, called gabapentin. And his lawyer's arguing, look, lethal injection when mixed with this drug is going to make it excruciating. And so we don't want to do that. And so, you know, the state's pissed because they're like, oh, great. Why couldn't you mention this 5 years ago instead of 5 days before we're supposed to take him down to Chinatown? I'm thinking, what's the big deal? All you need is a few cops and some rifles. You know, one guy's got blanks. We pin the target on his heart, sandbags around his chair.
Or just a thought. Maybe he doesn't have to take his pain medication for a few days leading up to his death.
Come on now.
That's cruel, too.
Come on. So what did he do?
What do you do?
Oh, he killed someone.
Is that all?
Yeah. Let's see. What did he do?
Didn't, like, rape the skull then? Or
he was sentenced to death. In November of 92 for the murder of a neighbor he'd known all his life, Dr. Harry Johnson Jr. Dr. Harry Johnson Jr.
Of course.
You wouldn't have known, dude.
Right. Senior didn't see it coming, really?
Yeah. Well, the guy died at 73. So back, you know, in 92, he was 73. You go 73 years from 92, and dude, Harry Johnson would not have been thought as a like a dick reference, you know? So he went to the Johnston home and asked his wife, Antoinette, to speak with Mr. Johnson. He forced his way into the home at knife point, demanding money and guns. His body was found later, his head nearly cut off and a knife in his back. And that was enough to get him on death row. By the way, his last meal request has been announced. Anyone care to hear what his last meal is going to be?
This infuriates me. I hope it was maggots. But I know it wasn't. I'm sure it was some awesome cheeseburger.
No, no.
Fuck this guy.
This guy shot for the moon, though. I'll give him that. It's kind of a kick-ass thing. His last meal request is filet mignon, bacon-wrapped and pepper jack cheese, large fries, 10 chicken nuggets with sauce.
Of course.
Fried pork chop, bloomin' onion.
Hold on, man. He's way beyond the single entree. This is bullshit.
It's his last meal, man, not yours.
It's bullshit, man.
It's his last meal.
No, you should have an entree, a salad, maybe a small soup.
No one wants a fucking salad for their last meal.
This is bullshit.
Get out of here.
Oh, pork chops, and I'll have a chicken, and, you know, that's bullshit, man. I hate this.
Bloomin' onion, pecan pie with vanilla ice cream, sherbet, and a large Sprite.
They must not be able to get alcohol, by the way, because don't you think somebody would be ordering
this? Oh, somebody had a beer the other day, but...
Did they?
Did they?
Oh, really?
They really gave him one? I hope it was non-alcoholic.
Dude, a couple weeks ago, ordered a beer, and you commented like, holy shit, a beer.
I thought we were talking about that, and then I went, oh, wasn't that Shawshank Redemption that I was thinking of when the prisoners got beer? I thought we decided.
Maybe.
Whatever. All right, how are we doing for email?
Well, we have a follow-up on our fidget and formal wear.
Ah.
I just received this from
Curtis. Please say the trans one is not like a family member of the guy that sent it. I'm going to feel like a real dick.
Jay? No worries. It's a friend of a friend. I'm with Mike. Tagging a fidget would be a lifelong story.
Yeah.
Ha! But Curtis, do we know if it's a tranny or what?
How does he not address that in any capacity?
Dude, we talked about it for 10 minutes.
It's our big question, dude. It's our big question.
Yeah, he emails back just to say yes, he would have sex with a fidget?
Yeah, right. I know. Curtis, we're dying to know.
Yeah, he's avoiding the
Curtis,
now.
Would you bang a fidget? Call in.
Yeah. That was the takeaway you got from our discussion?
Oh, Curtis.
Curtis, please.
Hey, our friends at Zod Ford need your help. They're in the middle of a massive sales contest. Help them win it by buying or leasing a new Ford Focus, Fusion, or Taurus. During this contest, buy a new 17 Ford Focus for as low as $13,000 or lease a new 17 Ford Fusion as low as $118 a month. Better yet, buy a new 17 Ford Taurus for just $21,500. Surf their filthy deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Yes, we do have some email, Mike. Let's see here. Happy birthday, Wee Wisp.
Yeah. Hi, Wee Wisp.
He's a good boy. Tomorrow is Wee Wisp's first birthday, we're told.
Really?
Hey, guys, tomorrow is his birthday. Could you please give him a happy birthday shout out on the show? We'll be having a little celebration for him. Picks to come. Gross. Thanks, Amy.
Nice.
Sounds like Amy's taking good care of the boy. That's
He's
good.
A good boy. I'll never forget that picture of him when he was in the spare room at Beth's, and we had the little gate up, and I come up the stairs, and I'm just standing there, and he's just standing on all fours, balancing on the top of the gate.
Yeah.
About this big.
That son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Learned how to crawl that, climb that thing with just one eye.
Yeah.
Just sitting up there like a proud wee wisp.
Yeah, you should just take him by the belly, and I'd have him on his back, and just like, all fours around my hand.
He would latch onto his arm.
He's a cutie pie.
Yeah, he was in that stage of like spring out at you from behind corners and like, son of a bitch. I miss him. He's a good boy.
Mike writes in, sent this in months ago with no mention on the show. All I've heard are these amateur fidget hunters claiming great sightings when I have already submitted the best, a black pirate fidget right next to me. He's standing on a box. Check him out. All right. Well, let's see.
How do we miss this?
Oh, what do we have? What do we have? Oh, shit.
Oh, dude. That's
it's a black fidget, all right.
Wait, he has his own weapon.
I can't believe they trusted him with that.
Wow.
That's insane.
Wow. He must be really one of those trained ones.
He's wielding a scabbard of sorts.
Mm-hmm. I do notice it's not the sharpest of blades. Maybe that's
it's a blunted blade.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Mike. That is a good fidget picture.
Who is he, by the way? Does anyone know where he came from or who he belongs to? Or
Blackbeard.
Blackbeard, yeah. Yeah. See what you did there.
Uh-huh. This one is from Noel. On the subject of fidgets, look at these sons of bitches, huh? These are the best-looking fidgets ever. Look at this couple. They're going to prom together, those two.
Wow.
Yeah, they met each other during some sort of medical procedure as kids, and they said at that point, we should go to prom together. Look at, is she kind of like, she's kind of a good-looking chick.
Yeah, she? Yeah. Is the expectation for fidgets going to prom together the same as it is for actual humans? I mean, do they expect he's thinking he's going to hit that? Like all goes well, he's got a hotel room reserved.
Right, he's got beer already.
Beer stashed.
Beer on ice in the
hell yes.
Freaking bathtub of the hotel room.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, is it harder for them to go in with a fake ID somewhere? And I mean, if you're their parents, you have to get them a room, right? Give them a hand with that.
The nicest looking fidget couple ever, though. Look at those two.
A little more forehead than I like, but yeah, for the most part.
They're forehead-y. They tend to be. They do.
Heard that,
You know, I know the fastest dwarf on Earth.
You do?
Yeah.
Who?
You don't remember that story?
He shattered
the fidget land speed record at the dwarf games, like in 2013.
Really?
Yeah. He was also a main member of the gold medal winning basketball team at the dwarf Olympics.
Boy, that's.
I actually have a signed piece of the floor, the basketball floor. I supported his team.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember this story?
Oh, yeah, he's brought it up.
Okay.
I got to bring that in.
Yes, you do. Yeah. You have some of the weirdest shit, dude.
Well.
Was it free or something?
No, I supported this shit.
Yeah?
And remember I told you I wanted a sweet...
Was it
all
a tongue-in-cheek support?
No, absolutely not, Mike.
Would anyone be... Like, seriously?
His team needed money.
It seems like something you would tongue-in-cheek support.
No, his team needed money, and I was happy to contribute. And all I wanted in return was a team shirt, which I thought somewhere it would say the word dwarf, you know, like dwarf Olympics 2013. No, it was just like they had this team shirt that just had kind of like this Purdue Boilermaker train on it with the name of their team.
Oh, that's
sucks. It's like it's just random. Like you would never think that it was a fidget team.
Did, what kind of amount did you give them? Do you remember?
Maybe 100, maybe 50, that wow. range. Yeah, so 50 to 100.
But you swear it was like an honest, like oh, you wanted to root yes. them on. It was not tongue-in-cheek in any way, and you weren't just hoping to get
no
strictly a fidget jersey of some sort.
Mm-mm. Mike writes in, listening to E tell the story about banging the fat chick and how he has trouble closing the deal at 5 a.m. with most chicks or dudes. Why is his goal to always end up fucking the women or men? I mean, at 7 p.m., sure, that's a decent bar to set, and your quality of woman or dude should be high. But by 12 a.m., maybe a beeger in the car should be more your goal. That lowers the bar quite a bit, and who cares if they're fat? Why does it seem E never shoots for a blowjob? My BJ to sex ratio in my 20s was like 3-1, says Mike. The sex to BJ bar can drop so low that I think even E could achieve it.
Yeah.
Why aim so high, E? Also, when someone suggested fucking in the car, E says, I never thought of that. The car should be a close second choice. How many 3 a.m. blowjobs are being missed here? Love, Mike.
That's a good point,
I don't
have
E. answer to any of those questions.
I gotta say, dude, I've had more car congress in my life. Probably, well.
Closet and car. It's neck and neck.
It goes closet, car, bed.
Are you looking forward to the day when you get out of the closet?
Yeah, I'm getting sick of the closet.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But if I just count floor, because if you're going futon, if I add futon and floor
yeah.
in, I mean, dude, it's got to be floor / futon, car, and
floor,
and then bed.
Floor is what you're talking about with the closet,
yes,
too.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So it's not like you're on the linoleum in the kitchen.
Right. No, I'm talking like in college or something, you know?
Yeah. See, there's a certain age where you get respectable about things, and then there's a certain age and before where it's get it however, whenever. It doesn't matter if it happens in your trunk, if it happens going 70 down the freeway.
Behind a pine tree, whatever.
At a dentist office, behind a giant pine tree, say at a church by Jay's house, whatever. You get it. You take your opportunity. Your parents are downstairs for a long time, and you got 2 seconds to jump into the small bathroom upstairs. You take those windows of opportunity where you get them, right?
In the garage while you're saying goodbye, whatever.
Of just course. Like,
yes, you do. But E doesn't get that.
Yeah.
E like tries to groom them until 5 a.m. E, people get tired, you know?
He's so mad at us right now.
I'm not mad. I just don't have anything to add
Well,
to
have
it.
You ever thought about going for the no, beeger instead have. Of bang?
Never.
Honestly. E,
that's
this is problem.
I don't even want
to. It's a very reasonable point.
I'm not going to respond to this email because I just don't care and I don't have anything to say to it. I don't know what.
But
to
you
say.
Should. That's the point. Like, this is a very reasonable email.
I get it, but I'm not. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. I'm over talking about this shit.
I know, but I'm just. Jay and I are talking about it, and if it happens
you
that your name comes up, go ahead and join in.
You guys
in.
Can talk about it. I'm not
I think
add to it.
Eric, relax.
You guys can talk about it.
Settle down,
Poop.
Well, that's fine. But it seems that Jay and I, like, once you get the car into first gear, right? You get into first gear and now you've got an arm around them or you're making out with them.
Too much making out. Have we covered this? Like way too much kissing this guy does.
It feels like he's in first gear and he's grinding it. It's awkward. He's grinding the gears and all that stuff. And then he wants to somehow get into fifth gear like hours and hours later. And it's like, dude, you should have eased into this with a simple shift into second. Now we're round in third.
Yeah.
You know, and things are heating up more, and then you close, you slide into home in the back of the car or in the garage, whatever. But yeah. It seems like you don't
like
you don't get
inflated the gear shift into the
into
rounding
the
bases.
The bases yeah.
I follow you.
Yeah. You knew where I was going I with do. It, though. And I think we've got to find a way to get E out of first gear and at least drop him into second. You know
I
what
think
I mean?
You just have to move quicker, E. I think the making out thing can be altogether skipped.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you give a quick little yeah like 10 to 15 seconds am I wrong and then you kind of go for the titty
yeah well you could go ass or titty and there's some dead giveaway moments that E's not picking up on and if you're in close and you're going for you're 10 12 seconds into the makeout and you feel like a leg start rubbing your leg and she starts grinding or something like that like it's you're almost late to the party now you got to get on to titties and ass
she's like a cricket E
yeah
she's just rubbing away
yeah if she starts it's a subtle sound, but you'll hear it. And then you get in there, and then this is where the hard part comes in. This is the only part where you really have to read the room. When you start to go for that unbutton, you have to pay attention to the signals coming, because if you get the slap of the hand,
or I'm not ready, you've got more work to do.
Okay.
But if you don't, it's fucking go time.
I like Mike emailer Mike's point about, you know, not trying to bang every chickie. You know,
Let's hold on.
I mean, we want our penis stroke to completion.
I'm not going to respond to this. I don't care. I don't want to talk about this shit anymore. I'm done. I don't know what to say. You know, these people who don't know me.
We're all just trying to help.
Maybe it's time for you not to say anything and start to listen a little bit.
Sure.
Mike writes in. Another Mike.
There's a lot of us.
There are. I'm sorry. Yeah, Mike writes in, Kadog is the flattest vocalist I've ever heard. I just had to hear the Doug song at 6:24 in the morning, and it bummed me out. My day is now ruined. Welcome back, Kadog. Thanks a lot for that.
Ooh.
Wow, you didn't like the three-part harmony?
Jeez, I thought he was holding that middle quite nicely, actually. To listen back to it.
Then we're going to find our best friend, and we're going to give him a best friend. Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's good.
Scott writes in, gentlemen, this weekend, the wife and I finally decided to divorce our local cable company and cut the cord. Gotta admit, I was terrified, but yet somehow as Sunday night is fast approaching, I found myself getting shit done around the house and the yard, as well as spending quality time with the wife and our life burden. Jay, you're for sure onto something, as it was quite a relief to know I'm no longer paying $155.68 per month for cable, internet, and phone that no one uses, but it sucked getting into. Gotcha. Now I gotcha. As I called to deliver the heartbreaking news, a lady from the cable company, I can only assume, who was Chinese, tried to save me by finding a lower package. She put me on hold for a moment and came back and all excitedly suggested that if I downgrade, just simply go down from my current package to less channels, I would save $10 a month.
Wow.
I came back with, how much would I save if I disconnected everything? She went along and said, $155.68. I said, I'll take that option before it expires. And oddly enough, she said, good choice. And then I followed up with, wait, you won't have any services. I thanked her for her time and offered a free tip of trying to listen to people who are calling and spending a little less time reading her script. That's infuriating, yeah. Right? When you get those headset phone jockeys, they're just following scripts.
They're the worst with the cable companies too, because they've got a whole department that's strictly there for...
To save it.
They're the last fence. They're the last wall of... Fuck you, I'm out. And then they've got a whole special department that's supposed to come in as the hero and offer you some incredible package.
Sir, I understand your frustration with costs. I understand that this can get quite expensive, so this is what we're going
to
do.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it offhand.
No,
but if
internet, though? I mean, he has to...
Oh, he went elsewhere for internet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, I've heard that you can get... Because my whole thing was DirecTV, like the DirecTV package... for sports, and that was my biggest thing. Whenever Comcast or any of those would call and they'd go, well, we can do better and the service is better, and I'd be like, yep, whatever, okay, as long as you've got the NFL package, have a good day, sir. There was no comeback to that. It was exclusive DirecTV, and if you wanted to watch out of town games, that was the only way to do it. I've heard now that you can get that on the PlayStation separate from everything, and so that might be one of those things where, oh boy, I can just pay, you know, whatever for this. But yeah, with all the Hulu and Netflix, I find myself watching Netflix almost as much as anything else. I almost watch nothing on network TV anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't.
Yeah, they're in trouble, man. They are in trouble.
Yeah.
Scott adds, enjoying the show as always, and now that we no longer spend so much on cable, I'm trying to get the wife to reroute some of those savings and become a member. Until then, we will continue to use the shit out of the Amazon link.
Wait a minute. So you're saving yourself $150 a month, and now you have to talk to wife into maybe giving $10 a month or more to the Detroit cast?
They might have other expenses, but...
But they just freed up $150.
Yeah.
So what's the...
Tell the wife you're going to be thrilled. I just saved you $145.
Right.
By canceling all our internet stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Paul writes in, band intro, greetings from Hamburg, Germany. I have one request. On a show a couple weeks ago, Jay discussed another band competition. When this is going to be a topic on the show, can we please kick off the show with the fifth grade terrible band drop that you guys have? It makes me laugh every time. This one, Paul?
These guys are tremendous. Wait for it. Here it comes.
Tiffany comes in to save it.
Hell yeah. It's that explosion where the whole team gets fired up that does it, isn't it? Just barely hold it together. And... ooh, ooh, ooh. We're almost got it, guys. Almost got it. Ooh.
Hear that low baritone in the back, though, holding it together?
Yeah.
Doing his job.
Dude, that guy's holding the floor, isn't he?
It's the only thing that kept that from launching.
Yeah. He's still doing
God
it.
God bless him.
That son of a bitch.
God bless the that
natural.
Baritone.
Yeah, good for him. How would Manafred's team do with something like that?
Manafred's team is much better, yeah.
Yeah. A little older, so they should be.
Jay writes in, pothole grievance. Do you remember that story? E will remember this. I think it was about a year ago where somebody was spray painting dicks around potholes.
I even remember that.
Ensure that they would get filled.
Yes.
Jay says, spray painting a dick used to work. You apparently have to get political to get things done nowadays. And here's one. A Facebook screenshot. I'm going around spray painting Confederate generals' names on potholes in New Orleans so Mayor Landrieu can remove them. Get that off our pavement, General Robert E. Lee.
Is that really spray painted on there?
Looks like it.
Yeah. Wow.
Getting creative.
Yeah, I think if you did Trump or KKK, you'd probably get
some
action. It'd be very triggering, for sure.
Mike, we'll save the rest for tomorrow.
All right, very good.
I hope you get your head fixed.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the dentist now and get my head fixed. And, we'll continue the week. We've got some interesting things coming up, including a couple interviews that should be really interesting over the next few days. So we'll look forward to that. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Detroit Cast with your hosts, Mike and Jay. From all of us at Radio for One Studios, thank you for listening. And as always... thank you, Detroit.